Happy Monday, everybody. Thank you so much for downloading or streaming the Be Our Guest podcast. It's Monday, which means it's Trip Report Day. We're heading down to Dallas, Texas with listener Robert talking about his trip just a few weeks back down to Disney's Beach Club Villas. He also started off with a night at Saratoga Springs, and we talk about why that was a pretty awesome night and why you don't need to overlook Saratoga and Disney's Old Key West Resort as well. We talk about taking his family down there. He has two little girls, spending time in the theme park, celebrating his oldest third birthday at Walt Disney World. Time with his buddies who met him up down there with their families as well. Just great times at the resorts, at Stormalong Bay. How about a custom cake and how that saved the day? Many more stories heading your way on today's Be Our Guest podcast. Don't forget today's show brought to you by the Magic for Less Travel. Check them out for all of your Disney trip planning needs. We'd love to help you plan your next Disney vacation. We've just been down to Walt Disney World for all of the new experiences. Enchantment, Harmonious, Steakhouse 71, Space 220. You have questions, we can help you plan a great Walt Disney World vacation. Drop by themagicforless.com. While you're there, fill out that free, no obligation quote form. Mention the show, and you and I are planning a great Disney vacation. Check them out today over at themagicforless.com. Also, please use our Amazon affiliate link when you shop online. One extra click means a lot to us. BeOurGuestPodcast.com/Amazon. And finally, thank you to our patrons. You allow us to put this show out 3 to 4 times a week, every week, all around the world. And our patrons get a bonus show every Thursday. If you'd like to get in on that, just visit patreon.com/BeOurGuestPodcast.
Ready to take a trip to the world? You found the Be Our Guest Walt Disney World Trip Planning Podcast. This is where your memories come front and center on our podcast stage.
Welcome to episode 1979 of the Be Our Guest Walt Disney World Trip Planning Podcast. I'm your host, Mike Rahman from BeOurGuestPodcast.com and one of the senior agents from the Magic for Less Travel. Happy Monday to you. Hope you had a wonderful weekend and hopefully, God willing, I'm back from the Windy City up in Chicago with a nice medal from a good 26.2-mile jaunt around the city. We'll see, though. I don't know, because, of course, we're recording this one before I head up to Chicago, and the forecast looks hot. So we'll have some stories here, I'm sure, in the coming week. But we're here to get another week started the right way by talking Disney, and as we always do, it's time for an awesome trip report, and we're heading down to Dallas, Texas today with listener Robert. Robert, what's going on today? How you doing?
How's it going, Mike? Always good to hear from you. Now I get to see you on our video chat here, so that's even better. But, yeah, It's a great day to talk about Disney.
It is, and I appreciate you taking the time to come on in. And it's interesting because before we started recording, you kind of have a background where you've lived various places all around the country, and your dad worked in aviation, you as well. So, kind of you got a unique perspective on just how traveling around the country works and all that stuff. And you've been to Walt Disney World. You said in your email many, many times. You kind of grew up going to Walt Disney World, and that's usually where we start, like the background of your Disney fandom. So kind of fill us in, like, why are you listening to a Disney podcast? What's your background with all this?
So you said a lot about me a little bit there, but I'm 37 years old. So I was originally born in Hollywood, Florida, a little bit north of Miami. My dad worked for Eastern Airlines. I know some of your listeners might remember Eastern Airlines. So was born there. We moved when I was eight or nine years old to Greenville, South Carolina. When I was young, I was born in 1983. My parents, since we lived there, we would go to Disney, a couple times a year. My mom was there back in the 70s. So I was kind of raised with it. It's one of my earliest kind of family memories, honestly. But after that short trip to Greenville, only lived there for about a year and a half, then we moved to Louisville, Kentucky. My dad was worked for UPS for almost 30 years. So as a lot of people know, UPS has their giant air hub there in Louisville. So my whole family's pretty much in aviation. My dad, worked for the airlines. My uncle works for the FAA. My cousin flies 747s for UPS, and I went to school to get my pilot's license as well. But I kind of went the management route, got my MBA at Kentucky when we moved after I finished high school in Louisville. So that was it. And Disney's always been a part of my life. You know, I've always, you know, there was times where I couldn't go. I was in school. And then when I was older, I was able to go back. And so it's always been kind of it's been steady, you know. But my wife, Macy, who I met, you know, we met in Chicago. We'll get into where we lived after Kentucky. But she was not a Disney person. She was more of like a Destin, Panama City. She's from Memphis. So, you know, we have that, you know, and a lot of people that listen to your podcast, I know have a husband or wife that weren't Disney people, and you're a Disney person, and that kind of can be good, and there's so difficulties there. So I'm sure we can get into that.
Yeah, we call that the old split marriage when it comes to the Disney fandom. my wife, she likes her Disney vacations, but does she want to listen to a Disney podcast or talk about it? No, honestly why I have a podcast. She's like, you go talk down to your microphone. I don't want to hear,
exactly.
You know, at dinner, we don't have to talk about Disney. It's just her thing, but she loves it.
Same here, Mike.
It's totally fine. That's why we have the show. So now that's, you have an interesting background. So you've been going for quite a while. So I'm going to kind of switch up the question I've been asking folks celebrating 50 years of mm-hmm. Walt Disney World this year, because I think you have kind of a more, like a deeper understanding of kind of the whole Walt Disney World property and the backstory. So let me ask you this. In your opinion, over the past 50 years, what's one thing that you think Disney has really done right down at Walt Disney World? Like, what is one? I mean, it can be philosophical. It can be mm-hmm. even just a promotion or an attraction or something. But what's one thing that over the past 50 years, Walt Disney has really gotten right down in Florida?
I was thinking about some of the questions you've asked people when we kicked these off, and I was thinking about it today. I think one thing, we'll get into the trip about why we were down there here in a minute, but one thing my wife noticed when we were down there, and this has always been the case, Disney goes the extra mile when it comes to the greenery, the planting, the cleanliness, do they need to plant all those plants at Port Orleans and like do all the streams? Do they need to do the stuff at Yacht and Beach, you know, when they, all the trees, and do they need to do all that stuff? No, but they do. And they spend the time on, I guess it's horticulture would be the technical term, Mike, but they spend the time and make it look really nice. And I think that's always been something. It's always clean. I don't think I saw a piece of trash on the ground the entire time I was there. And I think that that's something, I mean, COVID obviously enhanced everyone's noticing of dirtiness, right? If there's stuff hanging around litter. And I think that it's just been one of those things, and that's what they do really well. It's super clean. The atmosphere is great. You always know that it's going to be top notch when it comes to the greenery, the grounds, the hotels always look absolutely perfect, right? There's never a piece of siding. I'm in the building products industry. The building, the quality of the workmanship is second to none. So that's just one thing. That's kind of out there when it comes to things people notice, but I tell you, it's really hard to keep a facility that's been around for 50 years in the shape that they do.
I can't agree more, because the first time I went down and stayed at a resort, I stayed at French Quarter, and mm-hmm. we arrived at night. And I remember, because I didn't know what I was doing. We arrived by town car. We arrived in like a Lincoln Continental or something. And I just remember, as we pulled onto property, went under, you know, the sign, the big, you know, gate, and, you know, that's exciting. But then all of a sudden the road signs are purple. So that was kind of cool seeing that. But the, like you said, kind of the dividers and the roads are all mm-hmm. perfectly manicured. Perfect. And then, you know, you pull into French Quarter, it's got the wrought iron gates with the beautiful mm-hmm. sign showing what the name of the resort is. You got the guard shack. But then as you pulled up under that canopy, it seemed like there were a million of those little white lights, and none of them were burned out. And it was just
no.
right there.
Boardwalk is a great example, right? Boardwalk, the boardwalk
100%,
logo.
100%. It's one of those things, like, I have not even stepped foot into the lobby of the hotel mm-hmm. yet. I have not even come close to a theme park. And mm-hmm. I was just like, this place is pretty awesome. Like, I mean, mm-hmm. I've literally taken like 10 steps out of the car, mm-hmm. and I'm already saying, wow, this place is something. And it just got better and better. So I that's a great point. Now, let me kind of ask you, because, not to be negative, but I mean, with the podcast, I ask people all the time. And as a teacher, I would challenge my students in the same way. Over the past 50 years, what's something you think Disney could still work on that they need to kind of continue to think about improving here as we move into the next 50 years?
Yeah, I think that, you know, I'm a Disney, you know, I think we all are, we look through Disney through rose-colored glasses, right? We try to spin things positive as much as we positive, as much as we possibly can. But high level, if we're looking at, you know, things from a 10,000 foot view, I think the word easiness of a vacation, right? Like, what makes a vacation easy, right? Like, if me and you, Mike, our families were going to go to the Four Seasons in Punta Mita, right, in Mexico, right? we're going to be on a eating great food on a chair and just like being served. And that's easy. That's easy to do. It's really hard to have that at Disney because there is like, it's active, right? You're active a lot of the day, right? So those are apples and orange comparisons. But one thing that can be improved in my opinion is just, if you want to take a vacation and make it easy, you shouldn't have to, you know, we'll go down this, we could go down this rabbit hole, but you should have an option to make things easy. Right. And the ride of the Rise of Resistance and stuff and all this, you know, you're sitting there and say, some of it's not easy. And I'll kind of leave it at that. And I know a lot of people are probably thinking to themselves and the gears are turning. But I think just the ease of the vacation, you want to make it a vacation, right? You don't want to make it a trip. I think that's the best thing to say about it is just making things easy. Right. And not make them easy just for the sake of getting another dollar. I'll leave it at that.
And you do have to get, I mean, if you think about it with virtual queues and Genie Plus is coming and you are going to have to get up at 7 a.m. to make those selections, at least the initial selections. So you're right. I mean, Disney vacation.
And we're experts, Mike. We're experts.
I know. It's the thing. Yeah. I always tell folks, you know, this is what I do for a living and it's challenging for me. Some, I mean, I get down there and I scratch my head and I'm like, this is what I do for a living. This is my full-time job. You know, and folks are going, you know, just this is like Six Flags. Oh, this is not like Six. You know, 90% of the people there probably think that, you know, this is like going to, you know, whatever, Kings Island or whatever. So good point. So I like kind of kicking it off that way just to have that discussion to get us thinking here on money. But let's hop into your trip. So when did you go down? Sure. Tell us about your family and all that stuff and how'd you plan it out?
I'll do the quick family update. My wife's name is Macy. She was a lawyer. She now is in law recruiting here in Dallas. That's what brought us down here. We have two daughters, like you, Mike. We have a 3-year-old Monroe, and we have a 7-month-old daughter, Charlie. So the reason for the trip, honestly, was going to be a September 2020 trip, Mike, but it turned out to be a September 2021 trip.
You don't know how many times I've heard that over the last year.
So the reason for the trip was my daughter's birthday. So we were going to celebrate her second birthday and actually we celebrated her third birthday. But the 1B reason is because two of my best friends in the world live in Florida and they are also into Disney. One of them lives in Tequesta, where every single pro golfer lives, and the other one lives in Tampa. So they have the guy from Tequesta has 3 kids, and my other friend has 2. So it was kind of a big meeting of all of us. We all met up and stayed at the same resort, and we kind of had a little friend reunion there. And like I said before, you know, my wife is new to this whole thing. So there was some bumps in the road, right? There's some bumps in the road, and that's no surprise to anyone, right? Like someone that's new to this and understands the, that doesn't understand the logistics that go into the trip, but it was great. But we stayed the first night on DVC rental points at Saratoga in a 2-bedroom for, you know, great deal, Mike. If there's one thing that I could leave people with, Saratoga and Old Key West, they are underrated. I was off the 10th hole. Okay, I have it written down right here. Right. I was off the 10th fairway. I'm a golfer.
Well, yeah, if you're a golfer, even if you're not, it's gorgeous. I'm a huge golfer. I'm a huge Old Key West fan. You don't have to tell me.
So I was off the 10th fairway. We had a rental car. We flew Dallas Love to Orlando nonstop. We rode around 6 p.m. Had a rental car, drove straight to the resort because our 7-month-old obviously had to go to sleep. We had a 2-bedroom unit. The magic band did not open the door, Mike. Yes. Or excuse me, the phone did not open the door.
Oh, say the
magic band
always,
did open.
The magic band is 50-50 for me. The phone always works.
The opposite. The phone did not work. The magic band did. So we got in. It was a newly updated room. It was great. I mean, we'll get into the end and the conclusion here, but it was an amazing room. Please, people, if you know, Mike knows all the ins and outs of this, but Saratoga is an absolute, please look at Saratoga. It's quiet. It's nice. The pools were great. I know that people were thinking, you know, when they saw the title of this podcast, I say the beach club and I get it. And I'll get to that next. Do you want me to move on to the next day, Mike? Is that okay?
Yeah, sure. Yeah, I agree.
Because it was a short day. It was a short day at Saratoga. It was just kind of getting there and going to sleep.
Well, plus, don't forget, Saratoga's got the world's best food court. It's called Disney Springs. You can just walk right over there. If you're staying there for your length of your stay, I mean, it's really handy. So, okay, let's hop over to the next day.
Yeah, so we got up, 7 a.m. It was Hollywood Studios Day, got the pass, group 16, which we kind of didn't want, Mike, because we had to move resorts to the beach club. So, this is kind of where I'll go to a little bit of a 2-minute story here. I want to make sure I don't go too long with the story, but I've always been a yacht, and, you know, we started out at Port Orleans when I was of age to kind of like teenager, still went with my parents. But Yacht and Beach is where we go. Like, all my friends like it. The pool is amazing. And I get what people are thinking. The pool is why we go to Yacht and Beach, right? The pool, okay? And it's close to Epcot. Now, I have young kids, and I know a lot of people that listen to your podcast have young kids. So listen, if you can't, if Yacht and Beach is out of the range maybe of someone, and I was a diehard Yacht and Beach Club fan, if it's out of that price range, please look at Saratoga, look at Old Key West. The room was amazing, Mike, and it was great. The pools were great. It was so nice. So we went to so anyway, that was a little dissertation I had
honestly though, Robert, that's why we have this show, because that's the right stuff that folks, that's the stuff that you can only get by somebody that's mm-hmm. been there, done that. It helps me, so I appreciate that.
No problem. So this was a regular booked stay through Disney, Beach Club, one bedroom villa. We're not DVC. This was just off the website. It was the last one. So I remember I checked the day after I booked it, there was none left. So we got a one bedroom Beach Club villa, room 245. It was a good room. So we went to Hollywood Studios that day. They called our group at 9:45. It was a 9 a.m. opening. We didn't get there till 10:45. I have two kids, and it just took a while. So it was completely fine. We walked right through the line. It was super easy. Obviously, my daughter, 3-year-old, was too short to go, so I went with my buddy and his older kid, and it was amazing. It was my first time on it, Mike. It was everything that people talk about and more.
Yes, it's awesome.
it was really great. My wife took my daughter Monroe and Charlie to Frozen sing-along. They loved it. My daughter Monroe was singing every single song. I had to listen to Frozen songs screaming from her for the rest of the day. We actually went back to the hotel kind of about maybe 2.5 hours after that, just hung out at the pool. Went to Hurricane Hannah's, had a burger, had some tenders, and then went back to the pool. And then I went back with just my two buddies, and we wrote it again because they opened the standby line that night. Remember, this week at the end of September, this is, by the way, September 21st through the 25th, they had lines at the end of the night because they went through all the groups. Right, so they had open lines.
People were freaking out on social media. Yeah. I couldn't believe it. The world was in.
So we rode the lines, and we kind of called it an early night. It was a long day. So it was a great day at Hollywood Studios. Didn't do everything, but I think that, one thing before we get into the other days, having young kids is a challenge, right? If you're not going to, as a Disney fan, you're not going to be able to do all the rides that you want to do with a 7-month-old and a 3-year-old, unfortunately, right, Mike? There's some stuff that you have to kind of give up if you're going to go with really young kids, and doing all the Space Mountain and stuff, you're not going to leave your wife to watch the kids the whole time. So,
well, if you want to still have a place to sleep when you get back, tonight, you're not going to. No, but I will say, you know what though, when you have young kids, it does rein you in and it limits you. But you know what? What I found out was those end up being some of the best trips that I ever took, because I just don't have the discipline to slow myself down. And when I actually did slow myself down because of necessity, I got to enjoy like Streetmosphere and, snacks sitting on a bench and not just scarfing them down while I'm running to the next attraction. Just kind of, it's nourishment rather than something I'm enjoying. So, there's positives and negatives to both. And you get those great pictures of the little, when they're real little. Yeah. They're just, don't get me wrong. Mallory's 13. She's cute now. But remember, she was 6 months old and they had little outfits, the bow in her hair. I mean, you can't beat that stuff.
Exactly. Yeah. And so we kind of took it easy that night. I think me and the guys ended up kind of hanging out at the bar at Hurricane Hannah's at like 9 p.m. having some beers there. It's a great place to kind of hang out. We met actually my buddy Kellen is a pilot for United. He flies 737s. He's a captain for United. And there was another United pilot there sitting at Hurricane Hannah's, sitting there. We were talking to him. So you never know who you're going to run into, right?
Hey, now wait a second. My buddy. No, I don't think he's for United anymore, but I'll say my buddy Jay, who I was in his wedding, actually a listener of the show. They met, listeners of the show. I was in the wedding. Ricky was in the wedding. He's a pilot, but he used to be a pilot for United, but now he's with a private airline. So nice. It wasn't him.
Kellen's going to be listening to this. He's a big Disney fan like I am. So shout out to my buddy Kellen. He's a really great friend of mine. So we had a really good time together with his three kids. But next day was Magic Kingdom Day, Mike. It was the day, right? That's what everyone was looking forward to. It was my daughter's third birthday on September 23rd. One little nitpicking thing, Mike. We didn't really get any birthday shout outs, didn't get a button or anything, but that's okay. We made it worthwhile on Saturday. We'll get to that in a second. But We run around 9 a.m. It was great in the morning. The crowds were not bad at all, honestly. One thing I will say, the food can be tough in the morning at Magic Kingdom, Mike. I know that you've mentioned this before.
Especially if you want something that's not sweet. Like, I run every morning, and I need protein after I run 10 miles. I mean, as much as I love that cinnamon roll at Gaston's, which I always get, but then I regret 30 minutes later because I get the shakes. It's hard to find something like, you know, it's got meat
eggs
in it.
It's really difficult. That was one thing my wife really did say. Like, she was looking for something relative. She likes a yogurt or banana or, like, some eggs. We ended up at Pinocchio Village House. I think we had, like, actually lunch food pretty early. I think, you know, around there, that's where we ended up. There was, like, two people in there. I think I saw, like, a podcaster in there. The Disney Views guy was in there or something. I don't know what was going on. But we saw some people in there on computers, and we were the only people eating. So that was one place you can go. It is open. They opened up that town square where all the fruit and stuff is. I think it opens at 11, so we ended up there after. But we did all the 3-year-old stuff. The carousel, pirates. We did Buzz. Buzz was like a home run. I mean, I think I got dizzy how many times she spun that thing around.
Yeah, look out.
but it was a lot of small stuff. We did It's a Small World. We did Peter Pan. We did she's not tall enough to do Seven Dwarfs. She's only 3 feet tall, so a little under the limit. But we did a lot of things. We did the TTA. It was down, and then it opened up right. That's my favorite. Mike, don't ever talk about them replacing TTA or anything. If they do that, I'm bringing a pitchfork because I will freak out.
Hey, you know what? I said they was going to do that when they took away Illuminations too, man. It was hard. I was there the day it went away, so
I don't think I could handle it, but it was great. We went back around. I did one last flume on Splash with my buddies. I had to do a splash before it gets updated, and I know that that's a controversial issue, but I had to do it, right? I had to get the butt wet, right? You get that water stain.
Yes.
But it was well worth it. We ate at Pecos Bill's after. So it was good. It was a short day. We actually went home about, I think it was like 1 or 2 o'clock, and the kids just passed out because it was pretty hot that day. And we didn't end up going back, which is fine. And I know that I mentioned this before, Mike, but young kids, right? You kind of have to adjust the expectations. I think that that's something I hope the listeners understand, that if you're new to this with really young kids like I have, you have to adjust you're not going to be Rambo out there, right? Like, you're not going to be doing this from dusk till dawn or dawn till dusk, whatever it is. It's just, you're going to have to temper those expectations to be able to do everything.
Well, how many times do we see families that are, you know, quote unquote, pushing through with the younger kids? And I'm not talking even, you know, 3 and younger. I'm talking, you know, 8 and younger, because I mean, you know, I'm 47, and I was down there this past, you know, over the couple weekends ago when they were celebrating the 50th over October 1st. And I'm not usually in the parks from 8 in the morning till 11 o'clock at night. I just don't do it that way. I always go back and take a nap or swim or go get a sit down lunch at a nearby hotel. You know, I just got to get out of the madness for a few hours. I can't do it. And we did it this weekend just because of the circumstances, because of everything going on. And I'll tell you what, man, I got up those next mornings and I was whipped. I mean, so if you throw a 6-year-old kid, a 3-year-old kid into that, I mean, they're crying, and then the parents are yelling at the kid for crying. Like, I mean, you know, I've seen these kids, like, I feel you, kid. Like, I want to cry. It's not appropriate. I'm an adult. I can't cry, but I feel you. I want to cry. I know.
Yeah.
I get it.
And there's always, I know you like funny stories, Mike, and you're going to love this. So we had like 3 check bags. We brought the big, people know the Upa Baby stroller, right? The Upa Baby, it folds up. It's a high end stroller. We've had it for both kids. So we invested a long time ago. I got off the belts there, and we're getting our bags when we land on the 21st. And I noticed the bag for the stroller kind of opened up a little bit. I'm like, I look in there and everything's okay. We get to Saratoga. What are we missing, Mike? We're missing a wheel.
Oh, you got to be kidding me. You don't really have a spare tire on a stroller.
I get on the website, and I got it next day aired. It was $80 to get, you know, 80, but 40 for the wheel, 40 for next day air. It arrived on Thursday. So we had to do Magic Kingdom in a Magic Kingdom stroller, which is not ideal. But, you know, you have to adjust to these things. Things happen on these trips. And so you just have to take a deep breath and understand, especially with young kids, they're young, you know, they're going to enjoy it, but they're not going to be, you know, it's not going to be the worst thing if you don't spend 12 hours at Magic Kingdom, right?
So after you go back, though, after the Magic Kingdom, how do you, mm-hmm. what do you do the rest of that day? Like, how do you fill it in? Because the kids are resting. So what do you guys mm-hmm. do?
So we took a nap, you know, 2 hours in the afternoon. It was the same thing. We went to the pool for a little bit. And then my buddies wanted to walk around Epcot. Even though Epcot was the next day, hey, it was Food and Wine. We had park hoppers. We're right at Yacht and Beach, and we walked right over there. We did a lot of the booths. You know, me and my buddies like to have a few beers. So we had to go to Rose and Crown and get my always, every single time, get a black and tan. And by the way, so everybody knows, it is a line in Rose and Crown now. It's not you just walk in the door. It's like a queue. They queue you up to get in. That's new. I'd never heard that from anybody, but that's the way. If you want to get like a black and tan or a harp or a bass, there's a line outside and there's a lady like that lets you in the bar. Because usually, you know, unfortunately, Mike, I know you remember the hat lady
the piano
passed
player.
Away.
Yeah.
So we love spending time with her on the piano, but they don't really have that right now. All the tables are closed. So just so everyone knows that, the process at Rose and Crown is a little different. But we walked around Food and Wine. We had a slice of pizza at Via Napoli, the window, because mm-hmm. Via Napoli was the next night, Mike. We're not going to miss that. We had a pizza window slice. We had a bun at, I think it's Japan or China, one of the two. They had some great food there. And we just kind of walked around. And then like 6 or 7 o'clock, we went back and put the kids down. And I think we sat around the villa pool, the little villa pool, not the big Stormalong Bay. And we just kind of hung out. Me and my buddies never get to see each other. So we just kind of hung out, talked. And it was a great night. And that was just, it was more about, you know, the kids are, it was all about the kids, but it was also kind of us kind of hanging out as well.
I'll tell you what, we have similar stories because we were staying at the Beach Club Villas. This was probably 3 or 4 years ago. We were doing a podcast cruise, but we were staying 3 or 4 nights before the cruise, and we all stayed at the mm-hmm. Beach Club Villas. And we spent the 4th of July day at the Beach Club, at that pool you're talking about at the Beach Club mm-hmm. Villas. Not the big, not Stormalong Bay.
Yeah.
The villa pool. And mm-hmm. so we got groceries delivered, and we had crackers and cheese, and, I mean, we had... You know, everybody had their beverages and we had everything at these picnic tables. And the thing is, like you mentioned, mm-hmm. we're from all different places around the country. Scott's family's in Michigan. I'm in Missouri. Pam's family's in Pittsburgh. Ricky's in Georgia. Mm-hmm. And, you know, we have friends that we talk to each other daily, but we live all over the country. And it was a chance. I mean, it was like we would do back home. We'd have a barbecue here, like at my house. But we mm-hmm. had it at the Beach Club Villas pool because that was just where we could all get together. And it's weird because people don't think about that at Walt Disney World, that you think of Walt Disney World like, okay, what are we doing at the Magic Kingdom today? Like, what attractions?
My Disney best experience. Day. We're on our phones. Yeah,
exactly.
We have to be on our phones.
Best day. You know, we didn't, and the thing was, what we were doing was we were just kind of at that point, we're just kind of riding out. We're going to go over to Epcot at like 7 o'clock to see the 4th mm-hmm. of July fire, you know, illuminations tag. And it was perfect, you know, because then we got hungry. We ran over, got something to eat. We had an mm-hmm. ADR Chefs de France, watched fireworks. But, I mean, all day we spent time at the pool catching up with each other and just having a good mm-hmm. time, you know, goofing off. And, I mean, that's really how the 4th of July is supposed to be celebrated. And it's kind of interesting to hear you say that because I think more people than you realize use Walt Disney World as almost like a family reunion spot.
Right.
When you got friends and family all around the country, hey, we got to meet somewhere. Why not meet at Walt Disney World?
Exactly. Yeah. And Saturday will be, you know, we'll move on to Friday. It'll be a short conversation because Saturday's the real day that I wanted to, you know, really want to expand on. But Friday was Epcot. Monroe wanted to do Frozen is her favorite movie. Anna and Elsa were out. We talked to Anna and Elsa. There was no, like, it was so dead, Mike. Like, we had Anna and Elsa, like, right there by the, in Noray Pavilion. Like, they were standing right there. They're behind a fence, obviously. But there was like, 3 kids there. Like, we had, like, a full-on conversation with them. It was Monroe, like, talked about it forever. Frozen Ever After posted 35. We waited at least 55. There's a snake in that line, in that room, in that Norway Pavilion, let me tell you.
I know.
I had no idea because I never wrote. I didn't remember Maelstrom. Like, it's been so long, I didn't remember how it snaked. But it was well worth it. She loved that ride. We had front row. It was absolutely great. We did all the countries. Me and my buddies really like a certain beer called Safari Amber. It's in Animal Kingdom, but they do have it at Epcot. It's at the Refreshment Outpost, right? Isn't it where they were going to do an Africa Pavilion, Mike? I think it's between Norway.
So I think between China and Germany, I think.
Right. That little kiosk there has Safari Amber there. So any Safari Amber fans, they do have it at one location there. It's a great beer that's only found there. So we just walked around. The kids, we had like, You know, we had seven kids with us, so they loved the train. Like, they were in Germany, so they were running around that train set, and they were watching that, and we just had a great time. We went into the Epcot, the Odyssey. I think it's called the Odyssey restaurant, where they have that Epcot showroom where they're going to show the kids love that. So we just did a lot of things that day. I mean, it was a light day on the rides. We did Spaceship Earth. We did Finding Nemo. We did Journey Imagination, which I had never done before. I don't want some of your co-hosts to hear that. All right.
That's all right.
But it was great. It was great. There was no wait. It was great. The ending scene scared the living daylights out of Monroe.
I bet, you know, I always flip my hat backwards, just very, you know, quietly. So nobody notices. So it doesn't get knocked off. Yes.
Yeah. So, when that wall drops down, it really did. It was something. But it was a great day Friday. All the guys had a great time. We love Epcot. It's more, you know, it is kind of an adult, you know, centered thing. We didn't stay for Epcot Forever, which was going on when we were there. It was just unfortunately too late. We did hear it in bed when we were laying in the beach.
Whether you like it or not, that's right.
And I think we kind of ended the same thing. All the guys kind of were at Hurricane Hannah's. I think there was a game on or something. I don't remember. But we kind of hung out and just talked. But really, the next day, Mike, was the story I wanted to end on. So Saturday, the plan, just so you know, the plan on Saturday, right? It was going to be like the big day at Animal Kingdom, see it, short morning, and then we ordered a custom cake from the Grand Floridian 3 months before the trip, okay? It's a lady's cell phone, by the way. You get her cell phone number, and she sends you a text with your invoice and everything. It's like a whole thing if people don't know this, but it was a frozen cake. It was a 12-inch round cake with buttercream frosting. It was blue. It had strawberry in the middle. It was, so my dad went and picked it up. We actually did not go to Animal Kingdom on Saturday. Everyone was like, you know what? Let's just go to Stormalong Bay. We had a great seat. We're just going to celebrate everybody's birthday. Everyone was pretty beat after the week. And it was the best decision we made of the week. We had, Mike, we had such a good time. The kids were building sandcastles, burying each other in that little child area. My dad went and got the cake over at the Grand Flow and brought it back, and the kids destroyed it. We gave a bunch to a bunch of people around us. There was a girl there and sitting next to us, and I think that she was with her family, and we saw her face looking at this cake. And you think I'm not going to give you a piece of this cake? Like, so we were very popular around us. But Saturday was just a day of spending quality time with people you never see. And that's going to be the defining kind of memory I have of this trip, is not of running around the parks. It's not, and it's just going to be like spending time with my friends, with my parents showed up, and they showed up that day to help out. My parents, they live in Sarasota, like I mentioned to you before the podcast, and celebrated my daughter's birthday. And that's going to be the really big memory I have, is just all of us together. The kids had a blast. We had a great time. We had drinks. We talked. And Mike, Disney does that stuff. You know, it surprises you sometimes. It wasn't any of the rides. It was moments like the carousel with my daughter. I'm gonna remember, but this was the time where, you know, just sitting with my daughter on that little sand pit area, that little sandbar in the child's area, just, you know, building castles with it, that I'll remember for a very long time.
And you know what? Time and time again, that comes up, right? We talk about the mechanics of having a perfect Disney vacation, and you know, it's that balance, though, I think, you know, because you have to have strategies, because you're going to go to the theme parks, and you don't want to roll in. Ricky, I hope you're listening. You don't want to roll into the Magic Kingdom at 11 o'clock in the morning and hope to get, you know, do a whole lot that day, because it's, you know, you're behind the crowds at that point. But you're right. Just like we mentioned, so many of the best times of my vacations, just like you just mentioned with your family and your buddies, is the pool time, or is, you know, the time where you're just lingering over a dinner and just watching people go by, or, you know, but I've had a lot of times where back in the day, you know, we would just be tired at Epcot, you know, 10 years ago when Paige was younger, sitting waiting out for the fireworks, you know, or before a parade, sitting on a curb and just, you know, playing, you know, we'd pull out of cards or just talk, you know, and it's like,
at the end of the day, did we, you know, my just so people know, my daughter was 2 when we arrived. So they used that. They let her go in for free the whole time. They use the age when you arrive, and they let you go. Since she's turned 3 on Thursday, they're not going to charge her Friday, right? You know, so, but we paid for tickets, and so we lost a little bit of money, right? We lost a day of ticket, but come on. Like, who cares at the end of the day, right? I mean, we chose, it was our decision. We said, you know what? I think it'd be better if we just did this. Everyone was pretty worn out. And it was a great decision. So that was kind of the day. We spent all day there. We went to Cape May that night. Like you said, I think you mentioned this on the show a few weeks ago. It's like family style now. It's not a buffet. They kind of bring you everything and then you can reorder what you want. I ended up in bed about like 8 o'clock that night.
I hear you.
I was pretty tired. I was pretty beat. We had to pack and everything else, you know how it goes. But man, Mike, on a personal note, you do such a great job with the show. And I was so excited when you said it would be okay for me to do this. And I know that the audience just really appreciates all the work that you do. And I just want to, I think everyone, you know, I don't know if you hear it enough, but we just thank you for all the time you spend on this. And we really enjoy, you know, time out of the day. And this is all good news. There's a lot of bad news out there, but you provide a lot of good news for a lot of people. And so I just wanted to tell you that. That's one thing I wanted to tell you.
Well, no, I sure appreciate that, because this has always kind of been a dream of mine. My dad worked in radio growing up, and I would have liked to have done that, except for when you work in radio, you get fired like every 5 minutes. And I thought, I'd like to have a job where I don't get fired every 5 minutes. So I went into teaching, and then I thought, well, I'll try something different. But yeah, no, I appreciate that. And I'm very lucky to get to do what I do. And I appreciate it because I have guests like you every Monday. Somebody gets to come in and share not only a lot of great tips that I can't even provide, because everybody has a unique experience at Walt mm-hmm. Disney World. I can't think of everything, and this is great. But also, I just get to sit back and get the first listen to all these great stories. You know, when I'm sitting here, and like Peter's in the live chat with us, he's up in Canada. And I'm sorry about his Blue Jays, by the way, because, oh, so close. But you know, it's
I
one of
see
those
you,
things.
Peter. I see you, buddy. I see you up there. I love Vancouver. Been to Vancouver up there. I would non-rev up there on United a lot. Ate a lot of seafood up there, buddy.
But the thing is, you know, it's so great to get to do the show, because on Mondays we get to just share some of the best times of our lives with these stories. You know, we work really hard all year to get to go on these vacations. And the fact that you took time out of you got two little ones. And I know time is so valuable. So you took some time out of your Wednesday night to record the show with me for a Monday. And I sure appreciate it. So, Robert, thanks for coming on the show. And I hope to talk to you again after your next big adventure.
I thank you very much. And I'll just end on this just little statement here. I know that recently, Mike, you know, me and you talked before the show. I know there's a lot of stuff going on. People have a lot of opinions right now, all right, about Disney World. But give it time. Take a breath. We're all in this together. Disney World is going to be there. It's what we make of it. Everything will be fine.
I hope so. Yes, I agree. I agree 100%. All right. Thanks so much, brother. Appreciate it. All right. Don't forget, today's show brought to you by the Magic for Less Travel. Check them out for all your Disney trip planning needs. We'd sure love to help you plan your next Disney vacation. Everything you need in one place. Just drop by themagicforless.com. While you're there, fill out that quote form. Mention the BR Guest Podcast, and you and I are going to be planning that trip together right now. I promise you, it'll be you and me. We'll have a great time, get you the best deal out there, too. Check them out today over at themagicforless.com. Please also use our Amazon affiliate link, brguestpodcast.com/Amazon. That one extra click means a lot to us. And thank you to our Patreon sponsors. You guys support the show. You keep it going. You let us put this show out 3 to 4 times a week all around the world, 13 years plus. We're keeping it out there, and it's because of your support. And our Patreon supporters get a fifth show every week on Thursdays called Mike in the Midwest. If you'd like to get in on that, just visit patreon.com/BeOurGuestPodcast. Give us a follow on the social media, Instagram and Twitter at BeOurGuestMike. I'd love to talk to you this week over on the social. Also, subscribe to the show on Facebook and YouTube so you can join us this Sunday night for the live call-in show, which will be at 7 o'clock Eastern, 6 o'clock Central, again, on Facebook and YouTube. It's your show. Give us a call. Scott will be joining me, and we'll be taking your calls about all this new stuff. We have so much that has changed in the last 2 weeks. Plenty to talk about this Sunday night. All right, we'll be back again on Wednesday with more of your listener questions, Friday with more reviews of all the new stuff we got to do over the past couple of weeks. But until then, I hope that you have a great week. So for Robert, I'm Mike, wishing you a great Monday. Time to get back to work, and we'll see you real soon.
You've been listening to the Be Our Guest Walt Disney World Trip Planning Podcast. If you have questions, comments, or would like to be a guest on the show, please visit our website at brguestpodcast.com. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you real soon.